Hello.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
It just occurred to me as I sat here trying to figure out what in the world we could do when this information breaks. I haven't come up with anything particularly spectacular, but it's...
NAACP has just voted to picket the White House tomorrow because they want protection for their people in Mississippi.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's really great, isn't it? What I was thinking was this would be an absolutely perfect time for Governor Johnson to make a strong statement about what he intends to do to apprehend these the people who perpetrated whatever crime this turns out to be, and if he could be prepared with some sort of a position, I think, and perhaps even get some other southern governors and statesmen to speak out and to decry this. I'm sure they're going to be as shocked and as badly battered as I feel, and I perhaps could do a great deal to if the timing were right. I just wondered how that struck you as at least some little way of trying to bring order out of that the chaos that could emerge when this information becomes public.
I think it'd be good. What would you do? Suggest that Eastland get him to make a statement or something?
Yes, sir. And that he himself could say that people in Mississippi are not violent. That this is shocking. I mean, Senator Eastland's got some stature and standing. And if everybody began to speak out, I think that could be a tremendous assistance because...
Well, give me two or three sentences that each one of them might say along the line, you think.
All right.
I think you ought to try to get a hold of Roy Wilkins and ask him, what the hell we done? Tell him I've been on the phone all day long. I've talked to Katzenbach and Marshall and Jim Eastland twice, the Attorney General, and Hoover four or five times.
Yeah, this...
Ask him what else he wants us to do. Tell him we don't know. If they're going to pick it, they'll destroy it. People won't think we've got any... The people we try to help foil think we don't have their confidence, nobody can do anything. I don't see what good they think they can do by picketing the White House. They must think they can do some good, though.
Well, I have a hard time figuring out what benefits will flow from that. It doesn't strike me as very beneficial. I'll try to get in touch with Roy and find out. You may recall in one of my memos, I specifically raised this question with him very early in the game. He said, no, sir, you figured they were just absolutely pleased with everything and the way it was going, and that he would certainly do his best to head off anything that came along that might look like it was critical of the administration or of you personally. But,
Well, doesn't picketing of the White House imply that they're very angry with us?
It does to me. It doesn't strike me as being a very complimentary or very flattering thing.
And then you call Bert Marshall and ask him what we ought to do about it.
All right.
I think maybe you ought to think about getting me a statement on this Mississippi thing, too.
All right, sir, I will. All right, I'll bring him down.
All right. Well, have you heard from these people yet?
No, sir, apparently they're en route.
We ought to get them down here. You ought to call Ron again and ask him if they left.
All right, I will.